Well, as I've told you many times, I think that Jay Inslee's shutdown is outrageous. What's happening to the business community, the fact that there is no evidence that is tracing back to restaurants as spreaders of this virus, I do not understand what the governor is doing. I know we have another outbreak, but the cure is worse than the disease. In Klickitat County, the sheriff there, Bob Songer, he is taking a stand against the governor, and the sheriff joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Sheriff Songer, good to talk with you again.
You too, Sheriff. You too.
Okay, so you wrote to all of your constituents there, "My deputies will not be enforcing mask wearing, indoor social gatherings, outdoor social gatherings, religious services, wedding and funeral gatherings, or the restrictions at restaurants and bars." So you are in full open defiance of Governor Inslee. Tell me why.
Well, first of all, I believe his orders are not law. And secondly, they're unconstitutional. Think about this for a minute. When government starts telling you who you can have in your home, especially on Thanksgiving or any other time as far as that goes, who you can have in your home, they have to be tested. You have to be tested. In other words, government interference. This is not Nazi Germany yet, even though they're headed that direction with it. We need to stand up. Not only the sheriffs need to stand up, but the citizens across this state need to stand up and be patriots and let them know, peacefully, of course, but let them know we're not going to tolerate this.
I mean, obviously, when you start making comparisons to Nazi Germany, that sounds quite extreme. Do you really believe that what Governor Inslee is doing is in any way comparable to a Nazi regime?
Well, I don't know if it's comfortable, but think about this. He's got a hotline, so if you want to snitch on your neighbor for not wearing a mask or they have too many people over for Thanksgiving, you can call their hotline. It's what Hitler did during the Second World War, had people turning people in. This is ridiculous. As you might see, I'm pretty emotional about this issue because I think our citizens have a right, constitutional right, to be protected against unlawful violations of their liberties and their rights under the Constitution.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And I wouldn't make a Nazi comparison, but here's what I believe is the proper role of government. And that is, get us all the information. Tell us why you think wearing masks is important, all of that. But then let us, as free adults in a free land, let us make our own decisions. Let us decide if our adult kids are going to come and spend Thanksgiving with us. I do not believe that it is the role of government to mandate what we must do. We are a free people in a free land, and government is taking that away from us.
Amen to that. You said it very well.
Okay.
You're spot on.
So are all the restaurants and bars over there in Klickitat County, are they all going to stay open in defiance of the governor?
Well, here's the problem. As sheriff, I can assure them I am not going to be citing them if they're in violation or any of that. However, I do not have authority over their business license. That's kind of where the governor has these small businesses over a barrel.
Yes.
he can send in, and I know you probably wasn't happy with my reference to Nazism, but he can send in his L&I agents, Washington State Liquor and Cannabis agents, and cite these businesses if they're not following his orders. His dictates. But I have told businesses, I've given my phone numbers, my home number, my cell phone number, and so forth. And I told them if L&I agents show up or state liquor agents show up at their business, stall them and call me immediately because I would want to be there as a witness to what there is going on. And I've also advised some of the businesses to let them know that you're tape recording their conversation between you and them. Because what they say to you at your business it might be pretty important to show that there's harassment going on.
And it might be unconstitutional, as you say. So let's say they call you. Let's say L&I agents show up at a bar and they call you, and you or one of your deputies show up. Are we going to have a showdown, or are you just going to stand by and be a witness and listener?
Be a standby, a witness, and probably ask some questions of those agents. Now, I'm sure some of those agents are good people following the marching orders of their governor. You know, so it's not a personal thing against individual agent, but I think it's an unconstitutional direction they're going with it. When they have to use a hammer, such as L&I agents or state liquor agents, to come in my opinion, harass these businesses. Now, they have a right to take on their duties that fall under L&I or fall under the liquor agents. But beyond that, they have no, in other words, increasing their frequency and paying visits to ensure that they're...
Hey, look, now more than ever, we need people like you standing up for our Constitution. So, Sheriff, I appreciate your stance against the governor, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing it with me. Thank you so much.
You bet. And I think what these businesses ought to do is consider a class action suit under federal law under the Constitution.
All right. We'll keep an eye out for that. All right, Sheriff Bob Songer in Klickitat County. Sheriff, good talk with you. Thank you, sir.
You too, sir. Have a great day. God bless.
God bless you. All right. Love to hear what you think. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.